Vous entendrez la conversation entre Sally, l'immigrée, et le journaliste Edward. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Sally était allée à Paris pour étudier. 2. Elle a été sans papier à Paris. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Dans quel type de quartier habitait Sally à Paris? 2. Pourquoi lui était-il difficile de trouver un bon boulot? 3. Comment était-elle coiffée? Vous allez enfin apprendre des termes en relation avec l'immigration et savoir intensifier une opinion en ajoutant « to » à un adjectif.
Sally, could you tell our dear listeners where you chose to immigrate to?
France, of course. We were all dreaming of Paris. Paris, la ville lumière. We thought if we moved there, we would be happy. Ah!
But Paris is a nice city, isn't it?
Of course. But I lived in a banlieue chaude, very far from Paris.
What's a banlieue chaude?
As they say there, it's a hot neighborhood.
Hotter than Senegal?
Not that kind of hot. There was no peace. The streets were full of protests, demonstrations, fights with the police, that sort of thing.
Sounds like a tough life. Did you work in France?
I had a job as a hairdresser, but the salary was way too low, of course. If you have legal documents, you can get a better salary.
Let me guess, you couldn't get any?
Nope. My student visa had expired. I became a sans-papier after that.
Couldn't you apply for a residence permit?
Impossible. Well, possible. If I accepted to marry a big, ugly, rich man, it would be possible. But I refused. Too bad.
Any funny stories or anecdotes for our listeners?
Plenty. While we were there, all four of the girls in the apartment used the same Navigo pass to take the metro.
How did you manage that? Isn't there a photo on the card?
Yeah, but we all had the same dreadlocks, so they didn't know the difference. If we got caught, we would all cry the same big tears.
And did it work?
Of course. No passenger would let a controller take a poor crying girl to the police.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Edward et Sally. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Sally était allée à Paris pour étudier. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Elle a été sans papier à Paris. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Dans quel type de quartier habitait Sally à Paris? Dans une banlieue chaude. 2. Pourquoi lui était-il difficile de trouver un bon boulot? Elle était sans papier. 3. Comment était-elle coiffée? En dreadlocks. Vous avez remarqué que nos deux protagonistes ont utilisé des temps du passé pour parler de choses passées. Répétez ces phrases.
The salary was way too low. Too bad.
Le mot too ou trop en français, suivi d'un adjectif, intensifie l'action exprimée. Répétez d'autres exemples. It was too difficult to find a job. It was too low. Écoutez aussi cette phrase entendue dans le dialogue.
If we moved there, we would be happy.
Cette phrase exprime la condition en utilisant if. Écoutez ces autres exemples. If she is ready, we will go. If we don't wait, she gets angry. Vous remarquerez dans ces phrases que if peut être suivi d'un futur ou d'un présent. La possibilité du résultat de l'action est plutôt probable. C'est un conditionnel factuel. Vous avez entendu le journaliste Edward et Sally, l'immigré, parler de la vie en France. Vous savez exprimer l'accent en utilisant « to ». Vous savez aussi exprimer la condition en utilisant « if » et entendre le conditionnel factuel. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov. ou à voalearningenglish.com.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Nous sommes ensemble de nouveau pour écouter et pratiquer l'anglais. Dans cette leçon, nous retrouverons Martin Lerner qui passe la soirée chez lui en famille. Les membres de sa famille parlent de leurs diverses activités. Vous apprendrez à comprendre quand ou à quelle heure se passe telle ou telle activité. When, what time? When, quand, what time?
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did. Where are the children?
Sue is reading. Alan is dressing.
Dressing?
For the party. He's going to a party tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. When is the party?
The party begins at 10 o'clock.
Is he dressing now? It's only 7 o'clock.
I know, but he's dressing. The party is important. Martin, are you going to take Sue to the movies tomorrow?
I can. Does she want to go tomorrow?
Yes, she does. When is your meeting tomorrow?
In the morning.
When is the meeting?
At 11 o'clock.
Can you go to the movies in the afternoon?
Yes, I can. When?
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Sue wants to go to Jennifer's house tomorrow. She can go in the morning.
When is dinner?
You didn't eat lunch. Do you want dinner?
Very much.
Dinner is at 7:30.
Hi, may I come in?
Of course.
Did you finish your work?
Yes, I did.
Can we go to the movies tomorrow?
Yes, we can.
When?
In the afternoon.
Can we go at 6 o'clock? I want to go to Jennifer's house.
That's very late. You have school on Monday. Let's go at 4 o'clock.
When can I go to Jennifer's house?
You can go to Jennifer's house in the morning.
May I phone Jennifer now?
No, it's time for dinner.
When may I phone her?
After dinner.
When is dinner?
At 7:30.
In a few minutes.
Okay, I'm going to read.
I'm going to finish dinner. Come help me.
Okay.
On peut indiquer le temps avec des expressions telles que ce soir, tonight, demain, tomorrow, le matin, in the morning, l'après-midi, in the afternoon, lundi, Monday, after dinner, après le dîner, in a few minutes, dans quelques minutes.
Tonight, tomorrow,
in the morning,
in the afternoon,
on Monday,
after dinner,
in a few minutes.
Ou bien, on peut indiquer une heure exacte, d'abord le numéro voulu, suivi de o'clock, c'est-à-dire à l'horloge. Par exemple, at 7 o'clock, c'est une heure exacte. At 4 o'clock, à 4 heures. At 7:30, à 7h30, ce n'est pas suivi de o'clock, parce que ce n'est pas exact. Écoutez bien.
At 7 o'clock, at 11 o'clock,
at 4 o'clock, at 7:30,
at 6 o'clock,
at 4 o'clock.
Pouvez-vous répondre aux questions suivantes en indiquant une heure précise? Allez-y.
When do you go to work? When do you eat lunch? When do you shop?
I'm going to call the children.
I'm going to get some water.
Okay. Alan! Sue!
Tout d'abord, familiarisons-nous avec aujourd'hui, hier, demain. Today, aujourd'hui. Yesterday, hier. Tomorrow, demain. Tonight, Ce soir. In the morning. Le matin. In the afternoon. Dans l'après-midi. In the evening. Dans la soirée. Pensez à quelques activités que vous feriez au cours d'une journée. Je vais vous demander quelques questions. When do you eat breakfast? Quand mangez-vous le petit déjeuner? When do you eat breakfast? Réponse possible. In the morning. When do you take a nap? Quand est-ce que vous prenez la sieste? When do you take a nap? Réponse possible. In the afternoon. When do you eat dinner? Quand mangez-vous le repas du soir? When do you eat dinner? In the evening. Dans la soirée. In the morning. In the afternoon. In the evening. Avant et après. Before, après, after. Before dinner, avant le dîner. After dinner, après le dîner. Par exemple, when do you exercise? Quand faisiez-vous de l'exercice? Before dinner, avant dîner. When do you go for a walk? Quand allez-vous vous promener? Quand vous promenez-vous? After dinner. Après dîner. In a few minutes. Dans quelques instants. Question possible. Can you come over here? Pouvez-vous venir ici, par ici? Can you come over here? Réponse possible. In a few minutes. In a few minutes. L'heure. L'heure à l'horloge. O'clock. L'heure exacte. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, et ainsi de suite. Pour l'heure inexacte, en gros, les heures les plus courantes, par exemple, 2:15, 2h15, 2h15. 2:15, 2:30, 2h30, 2h30, 2:30, 2:45, 2h45. Révisons à nouveau. Yesterday, hier. Today. Tomorrow. Tonight. Ce soir. This morning. Ce matin. This afternoon. Cet après-midi. This evening. Ce soir. Tonight et ce soir. This evening. C'est plus ou moins pareil. Tonight. C'est aussi cette nuit. In the morning. In the afternoon. In the evening. Avant ou après. Before. Before dinner. Call me before dinner. Call me before dinner. Let's go to the movies after dinner. Allons au cinéma après dîner. Let's go to the movies after dinner. In a few minutes. Nous retrouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner qui passe la soirée en famille. Tout le monde parle d'activités diverses. Vous allez apprendre à dire quand ou à quelle heure on fait telle ou telle chose. Écoutez d'abord ces expressions très courantes. 4 years ago, il y a 4 ans. 2 days ago, il y a 2 jours. 3 weeks ago, il y a 3 semaines.
Did you finish your book, Sue?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it? I read that book 4 years ago.
Yes, I liked it.
That book is for boys.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't, Alan. I read that book many years ago.
Dad?
Don't ask me. I don't want to say. I read it, too. Alan, when are you coming home?
In the morning, at 9 o'clock.
Are you going to have breakfast?
Yes.
When are you going to have breakfast?
We're going to have breakfast there in the morning. When is your meeting, Dad?
The meeting is at 11 o'clock.
May I come home at 11 o'clock? You can meet me at the Ito's house.
No, you come home at 9 o'clock. I want you to come before my meeting.
Okay.
Alan, can you come to the movies with us?
When are you going to the movies?
At 4 o'clock.
What movie are you going to see?
We're going to see the Walt Disney movie.
That's for children.
Daddy's going with me.
I don't want to see a movie for children.
Alan, it's not for children.
I have to study in the afternoon.
Can you study in the evening?
I have to study in the afternoon and in the evening.
When are you going to study?
I'm going to study after lunch and after dinner.
When are you going to work?
I'm not going to work tomorrow. I have to work on Monday.
When are you going to work on Monday?
At 7:30.
In the evening?
No, in the morning.
Before school?
Of course. I'm going to work at 7:30, and then I'm going to school at 8:30.
I don't like you to work in the morning.
I'm going to work only this week.
Rappelez-vous, il y a bien des expressions courantes pour indiquer le temps. Par exemple, 4 years ago, il y a 4 ans. Many years ago, il y a plusieurs années. In the morning, le matin. Before my meeting, avant mon rendez-vous. In the afternoon, l'après-midi. In the evening, le soir. After lunch, après le déjeuner. After dinner, après le dîner.
4 years ago.
Many years ago.
In the morning.
Before my meeting.
In the afternoon. In the evening, after lunch, after dinner, tomorrow, on Monday.
Before school.
This week.
Maintenant, écoutez encore comment on dit l'heure.
At 9 o'clock.
At 11 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock.
At 7:30. At 8:30.
Remarquez bien, o'clock. Après le chiffre voulu, it's 7 o'clock. Il est 7 heures. Si vous voulez indiquer une fraction d'heure, encore une fois, revoyons rapidement, 7h15, 7:15. 7h30, 7:30. 7:45. Pouvez-vous maintenant répondre aux questions suivantes? Essayez.
When do you go to work?
Practice your English. Until next time, goodbye. Wow.